Bernard sank into a yet more hopeless misery.
"But why is it prohibited?"
asked the savage. In the excitement of meeting a man who had read Shakespeare, he had momentarily forgotten everything else. The controller shrugged his shoulders.
"Because it's old, that's the chief reason. We haven't any use for old things here."
"Even when they're beautiful?"
"Particularly when they're beautiful. Beauty's attractive, and we don't want people to be attracted by old things. We want them to like the new ones."
"But the new ones are so stupid and horrible. Those plays where there's nothing but helicopters flying about and you feel the people kissing."
He made a grimace.
"Goats and monkeys."
Only in Othello's words could he find an adequate vehicle for his contempt and hatred.
"Nice tame animals, anyhow,"
the controller murmured parenthetically.
"Why don't you let them see Othello instead?"
"I've told you, it's old. Besides, they couldn't understand it."
Yes, that was true. He remembered how Helmholtz had laughed at Romeo and Juliet.
"Well then," he said after a pause, "something new that's like Othello and that they could understand."
"That's what we've all been wanting to write," said Helmholtz, breaking a long silence.
"And it's what you never will write," said the controller. "Because if it were really like Othello, nobody could understand it, however new it might be. And if it were new, it couldn't possibly be like Othello."
"Why not?" "Yes, why not?" Helmholtz repeated. He too was forgetting the unpleasant realities of the situation. Green with anxiety and apprehension, only Bernard remembered them. The others ignored him.
"Why not?"
"Because our world is not the same as Othello's world. You can't make flivvers without steel, and you can't make tragedies without social instability. The world's stable now. People are happy. They get what they want, and they never want what they can't get. They're well off, they're safe, they're never ill, they're not afraid of death, they're blissfully ignorant of passion and old age. They're plagued with no mothers or fathers, they've got no wives or children or lovers to feel strongly about. They're so conditioned that they practically can't help behaving as they ought to behave. And if anything goes wrong, there's Soma, which you go and chuck out of the window in the name of liberty, Mr. Savage. Liberty!" He laughed. "Expecting deltas to know what liberty is, and now expecting them to understand Othello? Oh, my good boy!"